In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Many of you, I know, I've been to your homes, and some of you have been to my house, and you know that I know that you enjoy gardening, and you have beautiful gardens. And anyone who's ever tried to garden, he knows how important it is to have good soil. Without soil, without good soil, you're not going to be very successful in your gardening. I don't, you know, whatever you're trying to plant. The soil is the most important, of course, water and sunshine. But the soil is absolutely essential. Good soil. And what makes good soil? Well, it has to have nutrients. It has to be, it has to have good drainage. It has to be ready to receive the seed that will be planted into it. It can't have weeds and rocks and all kinds of stuff in it. It can't be too hard, because if you throw the seed, it won't penetrate into the earth. It'll just sit right on the top. So it has to be broken up a little bit and open to receive the seeds. In the parable today, in the gospel reading, Christ is telling us something similar. He says, your hearts have to be good soil, so that when you hear the word of God, when you hear Jesus Christ, that seed of the Word of God might enter into your heart. And grow. For what reason? Well, for any reason that we all plant in our gardens, we want something to come out. We want fruit, vegetables, whatever you may want, flowers. That's the whole purpose of it, isn't it? Why else water? Why else cultivate the soil? Why else plant the seed and take care of it? You're expecting something. Something's got to come out. Otherwise, what was the point of it all? This is a very important message to us, a very important parable. The seed that is planted in us is when we hear the gospel. When we hear of Jesus Christ, when we know Him. And now the seed is planted in us. What happens next? What happens next? That's the key question. And as you saw and you heard in the parable, different things can happen when you hear about Jesus Christ. For some, they hear about Christ, they know what He's about, they might hear the Bible or read the Bible, but it doesn't impress them. They're too busy with the cares of life, and nothing can happen to that seed. For others, the soil wasn't good. It had no moisture, so nothing could grow there. Others had soil, but there was too many thorns there and weeds, and it choked the seed as it tried to grow. And others had good soil, and they accepted the seed and began to cultivate the life of Christ and began to produce fruit. Now, what is the fruit that we're talking about? It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And the fruits of the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul calls them, are again something that we produce. Love, kindness, goodness, godliness, patience, all these qualities of God that may live in us and flow through us to others. That is the purpose of the seed within us. That is the purpose of hearing Christ, of being baptized, of coming to church, of receiving communion, all of it is meant for you to grow the fruit, the seed, grow the seed into something that will produce fruit for the world. Christ says, "He who has ears, let him hear." That's another way of saying, I know you heard it, you have ears. Don't ignore this. You have ears, don't you? You heard it. Then hear it, truly. There's a difference between hearing and listening, right? You could hear someone tell you something, but you don't have to listen and do it. That's the difference. We have to also listen and live out this seed that we've been given at our baptisms. The one that I was really struck by is the one where he says that the seed is heard, the word of God is heard, but the devil comes and takes it away from their hearts. This is a frightening image. The devil comes and takes it away from your heart. How does that happen? We let it happen. The devil cannot do anything unless we give him permission to do it. And the way he does it is he attracts us to other things in the world so that we give our hearts to others, to other things, and not to God. That is the great deception of the devil, the great danger. Because what is the heart? Isn't it the center of our love, the center of our life? Our heart stops beating, that's it, you're done. It's our center. It's our very life. It's through which we love. It's what motivates us, right? It's what motivates us. Our hearts is what motivates us to do good or to do whatever evil. So the devil takes it away. A very, very dangerous thing we must be careful with, not to allow the devil to do that. Now, if you heard the epistle reading from Titus, what St. Paul say to Titus? He says, make sure the people are practicing good deeds. Good deeds. Now, what's the connection between practicing good deeds, good works for others, and the Holy Spirit, and acquiring the Holy Spirit? What's the connection between the epistle and the gospel? It's very obvious. If you want to grow the seed that's been given to you, there's no better way than by committing yourself to practicing good deeds. Love and care for others, especially the poor, but anyone else that might be in need. Something happens when we do that. Something happens to our hearts. They become more open, more pure, more filled with God's grace, so that that seed that's planted in us begins to actually transform us and change us. But we have to put the initiative in. We have to do the effort. And there's so much need, as you know. So the more we do that, the more our hearts become cultivated and prepared so that seed can grow in a holy heart, a good and honest heart, Christ says. A good and honest heart. So you see, God is ready to do a lot for us. He is ready to transform our hearts into hearts of love, of God. But we have to also take the step. and look for opportunities to help others. Commit ourselves to serving in the church in whatever way that is available to you, that might present itself to you. And the more you do that, the more you will create good soil. And the more that seed of the Word of God will grow in you, and the more you will produce fruit. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.